The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You right here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on the radio dial. Though also they have a great app, right? WCWP Radio. And if you download that app and you just press listen, you're right into the show live. So there's a lot of different ways to listen to Project Independence and You and all the shows on WCWP.org. So we have quite a show today. We have three separate guests coming in, and then, of course, talk of the town. Our first guest is Maura Calio, and Maura is a nurse and a community educator at DeMatteis Center, St. Francis Hospital. She's going to be talking to us today. She has a lot of different areas that she's really an expert in, but today, because it is Heart Awareness Month, we're going to be talking about heart of the matter, taking charge of your heart health. So we have a lot of good topics. After Maura, we're going to have Stan Myers, and he's the coordinator, Otto, for CCCP, which is Community Computer Connections Program. And he's going to be talking about how they put together, with volunteers, I think used computers into the homes of people who maybe don't have the ability to pay to get computers, and they get that them all online and set them up. And we'll be talking to him all about that. And then finally, we're going to be talking with Donna D.Z. Stone, who is an author. She wrote the book No Past Tense, which is Love and Survival in the Shadow of the Holocaust. So it's a very different kind of take on the Holocaust, and it's about this couple and coming to America and where they started and how they started, and very interesting. So that'll be very interesting as well. And then, of course, talk of the town with the wonderful, incredible Christina Liu, who without Christina, we would have no radio show. We wouldn't be here for all this time. She puts these shows together every single week. It's a lot of work, and it's always a great program, very informative. And, of course, Otto Loos, who is the co-host extraordinaire. Always great to work with you, Otto.
And likewise.
And we're going to double your salary. So whatever you're getting for today's show, just multiply by two, and we're good to go.
It's the fringe benefit.
Well, it's great because you're really an amazing part of Project Independence. I don't think we'd be near where we are today if it wasn't for you and your volunteering and dedication to the program. So with that in mind, let's start talking to Maura. So Maura, we've got Heart Awareness Month, which is great. So really trying to get out there and talk about all the issues related to the heart. So let's just start with the very basic, why should people get regular checkups? What's the benefit of a regular checkup?
The biggest benefit is that the physician that you're entrusting your health care with and is the focal point of your records will have a baseline, so that when you go each year, which is what's recommended, there's certain basic tests that are done, and those are could be the earliest indications that there's a problem. It doesn't seem like very much happens during a health physical, but
right.
When the doctor takes the history and asks very important questions and does basic blood work and an electrocardiogram, it just gives basic information about all your body functions, your kidneys, your liver. An internist will usually ask you, when's the last time you saw your eye doctor? When's the last time you saw a podiatrist to check your feet? And just overall health. And then if anything comes up that's abnormal, that's a reason to look further. It's also the time that they'll check a person's body weight to see whether, as we get older, a lot of people will gain weight in small amounts, but it creeps up on you. And sometimes that will be a discussion with the doctor about how try not to let that happen, because it always has adverse health effects when somebody's getting heavier and heavier as they get older.
Right, right. So we're talking regular checkups with your primary doctor, and that from there is where you kind of start for the year.
The primary doctor is really kind of the chief cook.
Right.
So that if you are referred out to specialists, all of those test results should go back to the primary doctor. Nowadays, with portals, it's a little bit easier to keep track of all your test results. Not everybody is in that kind of a system yet, and not everybody is too well versed in checking their results in there, but that's kind of the wave of the future, to have all your health information in one place so that every doctor that treats you and every specialist will have access to that information.
So if you're a generally healthy person but you're getting a little bit older, is there an age where someone should maybe start to have their stress test or their echo or the test just to kind of, like you said, get a baseline, just a cardiac baseline?
Usually, the physician will take a health history, and especially if you have risk factors, and I can talk about that next.
Right.
Risk factors that are specific to you, that will determine when you need some of those screening tests. Usually around 50, a person may have their first regular stress test.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from there. If everything is completely normal, they're also looking at cholesterol levels. They're looking at your blood pressure. And they're also checking a big issue that I wanted to make sure I got in here was screening people for diabetes.
Okay.
It's becoming an increased... the numbers of people with diabetes are increasing greatly, especially in young people, and that's related to the obesity epidemic
in the United
States.
I heard on the radio yesterday that we are 40% of our population is obese, not just overweight.
I heard the same radio clip, and I was glad to hear that, because
it was shocking.
We look at our youth and where people, when I went to nursing school, which was in the 70s, we were taught type 1 diabetes was diabetes of children, and that's the kind that you need to take insulin every day. Type 2 diabetes didn't develop till after the age of 40.
Wow.
So it was called adult onset diabetes. We don't call it that anymore. We call it type 2 diabetes, and we're seeing it in youth. We're seeing it in teens, specifically related to the obesity epidemic and the sedentary lifestyle that some teenagers have.
Just to go back to the cholesterol thing for a
minute,
I've heard people say, oh, their doctor, you know, their cholesterol number is high, but the doctor says, oh, that's normal for you. Is that really a fact? Like if somebody has a 250 cholesterol, can that be really normal for somebody, and they shouldn't concern themselves with getting the number down?
So there's a number of things that the doctor looks at. First of all is risk. Everybody in their family lives to 90. There's no history of heart disease. The person doesn't have diabetes. It's always a question of risk versus benefit. So the decision to place someone, say, on cholesterol medicine is not one that's undertaken lightly. So if somebody's cholesterol is over the normal, 200 is 200 and above is considered high, it's only one of the numbers. They look at the good cholesterol, so how much HDL is in that number.
That's the good one, right?
That HDL, H for happy.
Happy,
that's how
healthy,
we remember.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
happy.
If that number is very high, that's a positive. The other number that they're actually looking at more than they are looking at the HDL is the LDL. LDL is low-density lipoprotein. It's a fat that is known to cause the blockages in the coronary vessels, which can lead to heart attack, the vessels in the brain as well, leading to stroke. So that number has become very, very important. 10, 15 years ago, we were like, oh, your HDL is high. That's wonderful. You're good. But if the LDL is also high, that's much increased risk.
Well, you have the triglycerides.
We look at triglycerides as well.
Right.
Triglyceride, you tend to see high triglyceride levels with people who have poorly controlled diabetes, people who are overweight, because what the triglyceride is say you should be eating about 1,800 calories a day of food, and you're eating more than that. You have that extra slice of cake. And your body doesn't need that to keep all its systems going. That extra calorie intake is converted to stored fat called triglyceride. So that, say you were sick and you weren't able to eat, body has a way of getting nutrition for a period of time. But if that happens over time, you have triglyceride, and that is definitely related to increased risk of heart disease.
So one, can I ask one? What's the ratio then? We used to go by like the ratio.
The ratio is the total cholesterol divided by the HDL, mm-hmm. the good cholesterol. And a good ratio is around 4.4. It's only part of the picture.
Right.
It's good
right.
for screening when we have our outreach bus go out
right,
to
yes.
different sites. Mm-hmm. They test the total, they test the HDL, the ratio, and a blood sugar, because we pick up a lot of people that don't know that they have diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Right.
So the ratio is helpful, but it's not the whole picture. That's why we tell people if their ratio is bad, they must go for their physical and have all of the lipid levels, the fat levels tested,
right.
so that you get a full picture.
Right.
So it's just a snapshot.
And I know that you wanted to also address the difference between women and men. And, you know, 4.4, you know, ratio, is that good for women?
It's
is it good for men?
It's not too much different.
Right,
it's
okay.
not too much different as far as the ratio.
What are the things that are, that, you know, are extremely different between women and men when you're looking at cardiac health? Is it, you know, what result, are the results different that we're looking to see, or
no, not blood tests so much.
Okay.
It's more when heart disease is likely to develop in a woman after menopause. And actually, once women have gone through menopause, the rates of heart disease are higher in women than men, yet we still think of heart disease as a
right.
men's disease.
Yeah,
it's,
that was a
it's
surprise.
It's been persistent. It's been persistent way back when they did studies on heart disease and how it developed. It was all done on men. Then they came to discover that the way that women present when they're having a heart attack or cardiac symptoms can be somewhat different than
right.
men, so that it may be ignored. Women are busy, they're used to taking care of everybody, and they'll say, no, I can't be having a heart attack because
I'm too busy.
Exactly.
You know, you brought up obesity a few times, all right? And the question to me about obesity is, I think some people have the good fortune of having a shut-off switch and they can stop. And then there are other people, their shut-off switch broke somewhere along the line, and they can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, to me, is one of the biggest,
yeah.
smoking and that, which we haven't touched
yes.
on smoking.
Yeah.
But both of those are problem areas because people can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you get addicted to food,
yes.
or
it is
addicted
an addiction.
To cigarettes,
right, right.
or
especially
whatever.
In the morbidly obese.
The
it
biggest
is an
thing
addiction.
To me is, I think people who smoke and people who are obese both know that they're not doing themselves any good. How do you get the message across so that they really do something about
That's
it?
That's a great start for our next segment, because we have about 40 seconds left in this segment. So we'll address, you know, the obesity in relationship to heart disease and smoking when we come back after this message.